Day, celebrating our 25th year.
Order in the court.
Judge Napolitano. There are some other judges. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We judge not. Well, once in a while, I guess we do. We have judgmental ideas about things that are going on in the world and lay them on you. And then you're going to lay your ideas on us at 888-302-3684. It's the Good Day program for Wednesday, March the 6th. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with things you probably need to know about today, conversationally. Let's have a moment of silence, Jennifer,
for what?
Passing of President Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, done circling the drain.
Done, right. That's the way of putting it. Not popular in America because he was a socialist. Ooh.
He was popular, however, with Sean Penn.
Apparently. Yep, and
that was the joke on social media yesterday.
Castro brothers. So what did social media say once the announcement was made that Chavez, who says he was democratically elected, or did say that, vote for me or I'll shoot you. That's a good way to win. Anyway, he was loved, according to the media in Venezuela, and, of course, around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders, impressive leaders like Iranian President Ahmadinejad, said this is a great loss for mankind.
And he would be a good judge of that. I think it showed more, you know, negative emotion towards his passing, I would imagine.
Really?
Yeah, because, of course, we're here in the States. So that's what we're seeing.
Right.
But
not very popular here.
No. It was interesting, though. A work associate of mine posted RIP Hugo Chavez.
Really?
And so he got, that's exactly my response to his post. I said, really? Really?
He's still working there with your family?
And so everybody's like piling on. What do you mean, rest in peace?
And so what does he mean? What did he mean? Was he serious?
Yes, I guess.
Really?
At any time, anybody passes, you know, rest in peace.
Well, they're human beings. Yeah.
Well, what I try to think about is no matter what we think of someone, there is always somebody who loves even the most.
Somebody loved him.
Icky of people.
Yeah. A lot of people loved him, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Castro's loved the guy.
Sure, he had a mother somewhere.
Yep, he had a mother and brothers and sisters and all that good stuff. So not to spend too much time on the death of Hugo Chavez, but interesting to see how the reports in the news media over the last couple of months about his health struggles. And then he said, as all politicians who basically, when they open their mouth, what comes out, stories that are not true. He said he was in January, he was done. He licked the big C. It was over. And so he wanted people to vote for him for a fourth term in office. He got reelected, but he never got sworn in to office. So anyway, he's done. His vice president is Nicolas Maduro, by the way. He's going to be the interim president. Another election will be called in 30 days. The good thing about Venezuela and other countries like that, they decide when to call an election. They give them 30 days. Of course, there's nobody running against the main candidate, so maybe that's why they have a month and bingo bang and get reelected again. But it's an election of the people, by the people, and for the people, Jennifer.
Yes.
All right. Just like the
people and the guns pointed your way.
Right. So Eric Holder, the Attorney General, says in response to a request by Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, there are hearings going on about the usage of drones. Once again, back to the drone discussion. And the senator was very specific in his question. Are these drones going to be used in America if, in fact, there might be another kind of terrorist attack? Do we use these drones under any conditions whatsoever? Eric Holder says no drone strikes except in extraordinary circumstances. What would those be?
Somebody makes us mad.
Under the circumstances, you know how out of control these drones are being used everywhere? All over the place. There's a pilot landing at JFK the other day. He wanted to know. He called air traffic control and said, "What's this thing off my left side?" It was a drone flying over JFK. Wow. An Alitalia jet landing, looks over to his left and says, what's this?
That's
the air traffic controller says, it's a drone, sir. So,
just the beginning.
They're all over the place.
Just the beginning, yeah.
All over the place. We are in a police state. Here's another example. Want another example?
Sure.
Okay. I have a friend who will be nameless.
Okay, this is not code for yourself, though, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
No. And you'll understand that when I tell you the story. A fellow who has helped me a lot. I like him. This fellow was a police officer for 35 years. And in one instance, his work called him to a domestic dispute.
Mm-hmm.
And the domestic dispute was between husband and wife. The husband had been picked up and thrown out of the house by the wife. So the husband called 911. Police show up on the scene to try to either deal with the woman, deal with the situation, calm everybody down, or do what they have to do. So this woman comes out of the house with, there were apparently five police officers who showed up on the scene. This woman picked up two of them and carried them outside the house and threw them on the lawn, at which time they drew their guns. This officer that I'm talking about was a sergeant at the time. He walked up to him and said, okay, fellas, calm down. Let's see if we can't sort this out. So he walks up to the woman, who promptly picks him up and throws him off of a porch. And in doing that, his back was so badly damaged that he had to go in for a special surgery, and his back never again was the same.
Really?
So over the course of his career, the pain that he suffered from this, he was medicated. Doctors gave him special pain medication. And I don't know for sure whether which one of the oxys is a painkiller? Oxycontin, okay. So he got hooked on it. And he's been hooked on it ever since. And because doctors would not give him, he's retired, doctors wouldn't give him a prescription. He had no other, he went to pain clinics and he tried to get the same shots in his, you know, up his spine that I got for mine that actually didn't work on me and they didn't work on him. So he stayed on the drugs until doctors wouldn't give him any more of it, said he'd become addicted to it, and he agreed. But pain is pain. He didn't do the right thing, but he dealt with it by going online and finding a prescription pad. Apparently, you know, you can find anything online. So he found a prescription pad, or the ability to write to have a slip that looked like a prescription. He filled it out for OxyContin, signed a doctor's name to it, and brought it into a drugstore to have it filled. Left it there, came back the next day to pick up the prescription. When he picked up the prescription, turned around, there were two local policemen there ready to arrest him, because the person in the drugstore figured this was a phony script. So he was arrested. He was charged. He's going through the court process now. And this was, I think, in January. So yesterday, the fellow coming out of his house going to work, three DEA agents show up in his driveway, take out the handcuffs, arrest him, bring him to federal court where he sits this morning waiting to be charged on federal conspiracy to traffic in drugs charges.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So the guy, that's been 3-4 years in jail. He could face other consequences as well, including a former policeman being in jail with other inmates, never a desirable thing, especially this guy was a tough cop and he put a lot of bad guys away. So my, I guess, focus here, bringing it up after the discussion of drones and where we are, where are we? Is this something that in the spirit of where America is in the year 2013, with drug lords piling truckloads of money and drugs, carrying them across the border in any number of ways all day, every day, that we should have three DEA agents, especially in the time of sequester, go out to this guy's house 2 months after the local courts dealt with this charge and arrest him, bring him off to jail. He's in jail today, and he'll be in jail until a hearing for him tomorrow. And at that time, who knows what will happen to him. There are some, including members of his own family, who were apparently either lobbying for or working on getting him into a drug rehab program so that he could get off of this. You know, he's stopped taking those drugs. I don't know what else he's taking, but the point isn't so much what he did. Well, I guess you have to, in order to get the point of the story,
you have to figure that out, right?
You
got to
listen.
You got to know, I guess, the severity of what he did,
right,
probably.
Exactly. Yeah. So is it appropriate for this man to have been arrested by the DEA and brought to court? Now, one of the things they say is the DEA is tough on this sort of thing because in the past, or apparently in the present, a lot of people are writing this script and selling these drugs off to young people. We've heard those stories. But
plus,
it's clear
that motivation for drugs, and this is my friend Erin, if I don't know if you remember her or not, but her mom was in the DEA.
Yeah.
And part of it is when the drugs started playing a role, that's when you'd start to see some dirty cops, which is why they're so tough on it.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Because they do know the background of law enforcement. And one thing usually leads to another if the desperation kicks in.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
back to you, just as a side
note. No, I think that's important. I just wanted to tell that story because I think it's way over the top as far as the DEA and the government being involved, but you may have a different sway on it. 888-302-3684. But the DEA is one of the agencies in the government that wants to use these drones to fly over our cities. You can. Some of these drones can detect whether or not you got a gun or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to use them over the borders. Use them everywhere. So are we now in a police state? The answer to that question, from my perspective,
such a
is...
This is a debate. Yeah, we have to have it.
18 after on Good Day.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program is 21 after the hour.
Wow. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Huge snowstorm is set to hit Washington, D.C., and it's being called the Snowquester. Yeah, Democrats say it could be 10 inches. Republicans want it cut down to 2. That's what I thought. I was backstage. I'm like, that's not going to do it. I'm going to try. I'm like, all right. Audience. A lot of people are worried, though, about the effects of the budget cuts. The automatic budget cuts could lead to a huge drop in food inspections. Yeah. So be careful if you eat at the Olive Garden. Your meal may contain trace amounts of Italian food. Watch for that. Pasta. Fettuccine particles.
All right, so there's Conan O'Brien from his program last night. Focus on the winter storm. It's called a heart attack snowstorm, Jennifer, because it is heavy, it is wet, it is difficult to shovel. Mm-hmm. If you want some advice on how to deal with it, then you ought to check out the story at DougStephan.com. Heart attack, winter storm.
They just stay indoors till it melts.
Yeah, well, that won't take long because it's going to warm up fast. Spring is going to be early this year. There's no, I was on the farm last 3 days, there's no frost left in the ground at all. It's just mud underneath
it's
whatever.
It's supposed to snow in Boston, or has it already snowed in Boston?
It's supposed to, and it's not going to have much effect in the north, the north northeast. Biggest impact is in the areas just north of Washington to just south of New York City. That's where the heaviest snow will be. Yesterday, Iowa, across Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, Central Appalachian Mountains, Chicago area, foot of snow. The most there since, three or four years ago? They had a big blizzard. 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday in and out of O'Hare and Midway. Parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, blanketed with 5 inches
of snow.
It was
big news here just because they closed down Chicago, and that's such a hub for people going from L.A. across the country.
Yeah, it is. It's very difficult. The weather makes Chicago airports very difficult. Summer weather and winter weather. Same in Dallas. Most of these midpoint drop-off, and that probably the two best examples, when TWA was in existence, it used to be St. Louis as well, but those three Midwestern cities, if they're not operating properly and the weather is so bad, especially in the summertime with all the violent thunderstorms down in Dallas, or from actually this point on, makes it very difficult. It's not so bad in Houston because it's that much further south. But anyway, today will be a hard day to travel, and tomorrow will as well. Midwest, hard day to travel today. East Coast, hard day to travel tomorrow. Because so many of the flights, obviously, are connected. So you're taking a flight, let's say, from Boston down to Florida. Well, that plane likely may have come from Washington at some point in the day, or maybe Chicago, or maybe Dallas, and it screwed up because of the weather. So it's going to foul up your traveling there, and probably the same on the West Coast. It's the way it works. Anyway, excuse me. According to the federal government, there is going to be a serious problem from now moving forward because of the sequester. All weather forecasts, I listened to some booboo talk about how there will no longer be accurate weather forecasting because, of course, with the 2% budget cut, they can't send the planes up into the sky. I listened to a couple of pup radio hosts, the most naive, simplistic, stupid coverage and thoughts and focus on the sequester and how cutting 2% out of future spending was going to affect your ability to live because, of course, the weather forecasters of the National Weather Service and NOAA will never, ever, ever again be able to do their jobs because 2% was cut out of the budget. You know what kind of foolishness that is? These people are so naive they don't even realize what they're saying. The damnation aimed at, and appropriately so, the government, because they can't manage to do something that doesn't affect everybody. They could if they wanted to, but they don't want to because they're like a bunch of crying, whining babies. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. High school may long be over, but guess what? The backpack is back. That's right. Business and leisure travelers are using backpacks as an ergonomic, space-saving way to carry their gear. First and foremost, you want to choose a backpack that has wide, padded straps. Now, some bags are even designed to lighten the load on your back. Airbac, that's A-I-R-B-A-C, uses an inflatable air bladder for maximum support. You might also want to look for compartmentalization to keep items from shifting around and messing with that weight distribution. Kensington has a bag with a laptop compartment that's checkpoint friendly, so your computer actually stays in the bag through security. And if you want to avoid stressing your back altogether, then look for a backpack that can double as a wheeled carry-on. A company called Biagi makes a 21-inch rolling case, which also has those wide straps and a panel to cover the wheels when you want to wear it. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Don't wait for your tax refund. Get your rack pre-fund at Rent-A-Center. Right now, you're pre-approved to buy any name brand flat screen TV, computer, appliance, or furniture set up to $2,500. Take it home today and pay it off in 90 days, same as cash, when your tax refund arrives. Everyone's pre-approved for the rack pre-fund. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit check or credit required. Final amount of pre-fund eligibility based on available income. 90 days, same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Jackson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Steffens, Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
Good day, every day, turn the clouds, we'll free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine, good day.
No secrets here. Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the things you need to know to go through the day today. I had started, Jennifer, suggesting that there were a few things happening because of the sequester. By the way, the announcement was made that we are not sending anybody to Hugo Chavez's funeral because of the sequester. We don't have any money.
I was hoping it would be you and I, Dougie.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we could be the ambassadors like Dennis Rodman was in North Korea.
Adios.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Adios. So the discussion about the spending, there's a term that has surfaced, spending denialism. Have you heard that term?
My favorite river in Egypt, by the way.
Spending denialism.
Denial.
The spending denialists and the fiscal illusion of where we are in the budgetary impasse. Question keeps coming up, is there a way out of this? Spending, 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 and spending. Remember when the president said we don't have a spending problem?
Right.
Said that a while ago.
Okay, so here are the facts. You want to have a few facts?
I love facts, yes.
The federal spending in the year 2000 was $1.77 trillion. Want to know what the federal spending last year was? $3.72 trillion. So in what, 11, 12 years, gone from 1.7-something to 3.7-something. Mm-hmm. That's $2 trillion more in, what, 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Have you done? That's a almost threefold increase in spending. Have you been able to spend three times more money in your life since 2000?
No.
No. I don't know anybody.
That would be a negative, Ghost Rider. Okay. No.
So then the only, apparently, the only organization able to do that is the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Spending growth, if you had pegged it to the rate of inflation and population growth, the number would be $1.5 trillion less. In other words, it would be about $2.7 trillion. And under the circumstances, even that seems outrageous. In just 12 years, a doubling of the amount of money the federal government spends. So I just was remembering back to when I was a kid, when the Democrats used to rail about all this stuff. The Republicans have over the years. Now neither one of them seem to know what to do, and those are the spending denialists. The entitlement reforms, it can being kicked down the road as people now. That's become, I remember that expression when I was a kid, and I haven't heard it used for years. Now, as you think about all of this stuff, the advocates for both sides around on the talk shows, for example, the American public is not impressed. As a matter of fact, the latest Rasmussen report finds 64% of Americans favoring an across-the-board spending cut of 4 to 6% more than what's been cut.
I'll tell you, I think there really is a shift going on with voters.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of my evidence, and, you know, I live in Los Angeles, and we had a mayor's race yesterday, and one of the items on the ballot.
There a runoff.
Was,
isn't there going to be a runoff?
Which was expected. Yeah, there will be a runoff for the mayor's office. But there was County Measure A on the bill, which would seek to raise our sales tax another 0.5%. Now, keep
in mind, really?
LA sales tax across the board right now is 9%.
Right.
So this would raise it to 9.5%. They called it a temporary sales cut. And the way they wrote it is, you know, if you want to save the fire department, and if you want to keep your kids safe, and if you want to keep the police in business, and if you want the parks to be pretty, then we have to do this. And literally every time, I'm not kidding, in my entire voting history, and I've always lived in LA County, every time there's been a ballot measure written like that, it passes every time.
Right.
This time it was defeated, and it was defeated by a lot. Went down in flames.
Yeah.
Thank God, because who can afford another 0.5%?
Yeah.
But I think you're seeing that. I think people are finally realizing, or at least the people that go to the polls and vote, hey, you know, you're trying to bleed a turnip here. There's just nothing left. You need to make the changes internally. And I think it's interesting you bring up sequester, because I noticed yesterday, you know, you haven't really heard about it. You heard all the scare up to sequester. Then you heard this, you know, then it happened.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the news, I was listening just to local news, and they were talking about how the ports of Los Angeles have now been feeling the squeeze of sequester. Because some ships were not being, they weren't able to unpack some cargo ships out in, you know, Long Beach somewhere.
Why?
Oh, no.
No, but why were they?
All they said because of sequester cuts. That's it.
It was still, when I went through a TSA checkpoint in the Boston airport to come back here to L.A. last night, the standard number 14 of TSA agents just standing around doing nothing were there. There were three or four people just hanging around the person that was checking the IDs. Another couple of people hanging around over at the organizer's desk. It just, all of this stuff is just so insulting. To have these babies.
It's insulting how they hold things hostage for you, you know, like the teachers and the fire department and the police and the airport and the travel. They're holding it hostage just to try to, you know, add to their power play. It's so interesting.
Wait till isn't the budget deficit or the spending, what is it when they want to borrow more money? The debt limit. That's later this month, too.
The debt ceiling.
Oh, that'll be fun. All right, now.
Always fun. And there always is a theme for it. The debt ceiling.
Okay, so the Dow Jones, reflecting on the sequester and its impact, interesting, Dow Jones Industrial Average reached a record high yesterday.
There's some brain surgery, politicians. You hear that?
Dow climbed
158
points, reached 14,286, breaking the previous high of 14,198. Set in October of 2007. So the market appears to not be paying much attention. In fact, there are those who read the market surge as one that supports the sequester, because when there is less money being taken by the government, and that's really, you know, even though more people are paying more in taxes. The other thing this year, at least so far, tax receipts at an all-time high. According to the reports from the IRS, the first month of the new year showed more taxes collected than at any other point in the history of our country. January of 2013, when all the changes took effect.
Mm-hmm.
More taxes, more tax money came into the federal coffers.
I sure have seen it with my paycheck, that's for sure.
Ever before in the history of the country. All right, there's some news for you folks to think about. How about thinking this is a clever, I'm going to cleverly move from one discussion. Yes, this is called Segway City and maybe Segway Serenade on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, because this moment in time is devoted to your teeth, because I would like you to get a better job. And if you're trying to get a job and your teeth are not what they ought to be, you're probably not going to get the job. Even if you have qualifications, unless the person doing the hiring doesn't see you, if the person sees you, the trend is to look for the person who has the nicest smile, looks the best, and certainly if you have teeth that are yellow and ugly, you're not going to look the best. So the next big thing in terms of whitening your teeth is power swabbing your teeth. I recommend power swabs. I'm using them. First tooth whitening system that literally lifts the stains off your teeth in 5 minutes. Put them on for a couple of minutes, two different things from two different tubes. Put them on your teeth, roll them around a little bit. You will see the difference. I've seen it. You'll see it. And you don't have to bleach your teeth. That's pretty unhealthy. Or use sand, which is what some of these toothpastes have in them, to brighten up your teeth. No, this is a coconut-based, all-natural component that was actually discovered by some work in a dentist's office. And that's why this stuff works as well as it does, because it's been thoroughly researched. Power Swabs works on all kinds of teeth, veneers, bonds, caps, crowns. So call this number right now, if you please. 800-865-7602. That's the 800 toll-free line to dial up to get power swabs for your teeth, to get your smile that much better, that much faster. 800-865-7602. Take my word for it. This thing is really cool. And if you mention Doug Steffen when you call that number, give you 50% off the retail price of power swabs. 800-865-7602.
Ba-ba Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Doug taking the news apart from our perspective. 888-302-3684. So I was talking about the trip yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends, your friends and mine at the TSA, have announced they are loosening airline restrictions.
Okay. Yes,
for the
I've
first
heard
time since September 11th, Jennifer, the TSA will now allow knives.
Yeah.
And previously banned sports equipment like billiard cues, ski poles, hockey sticks, lacrosse sticks, and golf clubs to be carried onto the plane. Baseball bats, wiffle ball bats, also allowed.
Wiffle ball bats.
Passengers.
Glad they have that designation.
Yeah, now this is some. I'm sure somebody spent a lot of money figuring out that knives under 2.36 inches long would be okay to carry on the plane.
It's interesting because I pulled this story because I definitely wanted to chat with you about it today. Yeah. And they showed the picture of all the knives that were collected. And these are little pocket knives. I mean, really kind of those little Swiss Army tools. I mean, little tiny knives or X-Acto knives. Holy moly. I mean, I think you could probably cover a football field with the amount of knives that I'm seeing in this bin. Yeah. But it's interesting because they talked to a passenger who was at LAX yesterday, Pat O'Brien. He's from Durango, Colorado. I don't know if it's the Pat O'Brien from New Orleans. Makes the hurricanes, but he said it's common sense because you can make anything into a knife, so I don't have a problem with that at all. He's right. He says you can sharpen a credit card to make it a sharp implement. I mean, you can stab anybody with anything. These little knives, you know.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a big deal if you have them? Probably not.
Right.
Nail clippers. That was the other thing. I've had nail clippers taken away from me.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah. I might clip a terrorist for toenails or something, you know.
I'm looking for some of the postings on social media. I noticed that there has been a lot of discussion about Bradley Manning, who's trying to get his message out on social media. A lot of discussion about a lot of these things on social media. So what do we have at, what is it, facebook.com/Good Day Show?
Yes, we usually have the hard-hitting questions over at facebook.com/Good Day Show. Although today I think we might talk some drones on our Facebook page. We've got to get serious.
Yeah.
But yesterday's question was honesty time. Do you kiss your pets? Now, this was in response to a story at DougSevin.com yesterday in which they were talking about owners that kiss their cats or dogs and, you know, how often you do it. So Terry said, why, yes, I do. Every day, I love my dog.
Yep,
Lene said, yes, I kiss my pet on top of their head or on the side of their face.
Uh-huh.
Judy said, often. Carl said, I would, but she won't let me, and she has the clause to enforce that decision.
Uh-huh.
Rebecca said, every day. Loretta said, absolutely. Melissa said, all the time. Janet said, of course. Dan said, yes, and hug them and let them sit in my lap. Do you get the fact that our friends are animal lovers,
love
it
animals.
Sounds like?
Yep.
Janet said, doesn't everyone, Elkie said, all the time, all of them, the dog, the cat, and the bird. Tim said, oh, yeah, my dog is the best. I love him, and he loves me. Janine said, yes, I do often. Nita said, yes, but not on the mouth. Good call, Nita.
Mm-hmm.
Jay said, Lord, no, I don't like to kiss people. That's nasty. He doesn't even like to kiss people,
kiss
I guess.
People.
Barbara said, I kiss my two kitty cats on the top of their head. They love me no matter how good or how sad I feel. Lori said, yes. Norma said, of course. You get the gist here. Alex said, of course, why not? Kim said, well, heck yeah, mine ain't a pet. He's a human. He eats what we eat and goes where we go. Jeremy said, of course. Kim said, absolutely. Richard said, of course. Nathan said, no way. And on the rare occasion that I see a video of someone French kissing with their dog, it makes me ill.
That's kind of gross. Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com sort of focused, it gave people who don't go follow the social media the same opportunity to answer the same question in a manner of speaking. The question was, do you kiss your pets? And 47% of those who responded at DougSteffen.com to our poll question said, yeah, of course I did. They're part of my family. 26% said, no, that's disgusting. 25% of you said you didn't have any pets. And I think 2% said, I used to, but I don't do it anymore. So there are a lot of people that are, they just kind of think, ugh. And but I love, Charlotte has the most beautiful little lips. But I kiss her on the side of her face and all those things, do a little rub-a-dub-dub. We love our pets. Just show emotion. Mm-hmm. Don't be a wimp. If you like your pet, then it's like public displays of emotion for your pet. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neopharah. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our Tech Talk. It's Tech Talk time. That's how I think I bring
Tech Talk
to the surface, right? Every day, Shelley Palmer, who's a reporter in the tech field, we bring him in from the field, dust him off, and put him on the air. Today, Shelley will talk about the newest version of Windows, Windows 8. One wonders whether that'll be relevant or not, and we'll find out in just a moment here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. So it's time for you to buy a new computer. You go out, buy a sleek new Ultrabook, come home and power it on. But wait, where's the start button? It's going to be okay. You've just experienced Windows 8 shock. Very different from previous versions of Windows, Windows 8 is the first operating system to be designed with both computers and tablets in mind. What's that mean? Your traditional start menu is no longer what it was. But don't worry, a whole bunch of companies have made programs to emulate the start menu you found in Windows 7 and earlier versions. device. Some even let you switch directly to the desktop when you first log in. Applications like Start 8, Start is Back, and Retro UI all make up for Windows 8's lack of a start menu, while Classic Shell sends things way back to make your computer look like it's running Windows XP. If you still can't stand Windows 8 and you're ready to throw your new shiny laptop out the window, follow me at Shelly Palmer on Twitter to learn all about how to save your new computer.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelly Palmer.
Don't wait for your tax refund. Get your rack pre-fund at Rent-A-Center. Right now, you're pre-approved to buy any name brand flat screen TV, computer, appliance, or furniture set up to $2,500. Take it home today and pay it off in 90 days, same as cash, when your tax refund arrives. Everyone's pre-approved for the rack pre-fund. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit check or credit required. Final amount of pre-fund eligibility based on available income. 90 days, same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Doug Stephens' Good Day program with a focus on technology. Matter of fact, I find it very interesting, Jennifer. We look around and understand what's going on in the media, how many people use the media for various and sundry purposes. Our video of the day today is an example of that. A lot of rumors going around about a possible iWatch from Apple.
An
iWatch. Nothing
watch.
Confirmed about it. But
is this a watch for your eyeball or what?
No, this is an eye, like an iPhone,
like
or
an iPad. Right.
Only it's an iWatch.
Yes.
Fan has created a video of what the watch might look like, and so that's our video that we posted today at DougStephan.com. But apparently, you just look at, I don't even know, Richie, did you see a picture of it? Is it square, rectangular?
I have seen pictures of it, and I've actually seen other similar watches that have come out that they're probably going to, and this all started on Kickstarter, a kid with an idea on Kickstarter.
Yeah. And he got the money for it.
And he got the money for it, and now Apple's saying, hey, we want one of those.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Kickstarter is amazing when it comes to crowdfunding. Check out our crowdfunding site, too, at DougStephan.com.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.